Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
Okay, so there we were with Carol in Nehemiah, and I said to her, what is the meaning of building the wall? And I thought the temple wasn't there. And then we realized through Ezra that the temple had been completed when Nehemiah went in to build the wall around the temple. And so I said, Carol, what is the wall? She said, here's what the wall is. It's faith to believe that I have the mind of Christ. The wall is about faith. When the wall is broken down, there's living in the old man, which is trying. I'm quoting her now. I know that I have nothing. He's reduced me to that. I know that. Blank. And therein is the crisis, the place where I have him who is everything and has everything and has the entire and complete message. She said, I go to the old man to have something and the old man has nothing. I didn't see that. I just saw the struggle, a hellish struggle. And she began to help me see the wall is the faith to believe in the, she said, the temple and the throne, the secret place. It is a place and there's no access without faith. But if you have to have faith in yourself, you will not go into the secret place. You have to believe. And then I said, the wall, Nehemiah's whole motivation from the first chapter is so beautiful. He repents with identifying with the people for their sin of coming to the place where it was all broken down and the wall was gone around the throne of God. But then his motivation was for the people. That's what he wanted. First for the name. He said, I want to rebuild the wall, for the name and the people of God, the servants of God. And so it's his motivation was the call of God, and it's incredible. So Carol says there's no access without faith to the secret place. And then she said, my faith in a brilliance and ability had to die. I go to faith in myself. And that's what we don't call it. We don't call it faith in self, but we're seeking to find something in self. And I'm telling you, people, there are gazillion Christians who will not go that low. Because, and I told her my definition of pride is I will and I can. The definition of humility is I can't, so I won't. He will. Humility is letting Christ be Christ. And so Nehemiah represents a war to build the wall, to build the government, to put myself inside by faith, the safety of the throne. The wall was to defend and protect the temple once the temple was finished. The fight is to build, and the real fight is faith. The scripture says the fight is faith. Fight the good fight of faith. And as I'm working on this manuscript for warfare, I see we make war negative. We go at it. We've got to fight the negative. And Nehemiah didn't fight or listen to the negative. When Sanballat and whoever came and distracted, he said, well, I have work to do. I will not come down. Tobiah, I will not come down and listen to you. He for him, the distraction of the ideas and the accusations, he wasn't going to listen to. He was so passionate to build that wall. His focus was building. And so his focus wasn't fighting. Now they lived with weapons in their hands, but they kept working at the thing. What, Carol?
I just saw this because in Nehemiah 2:10, it says, when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard this, that Nehemiah had come back, that he had a vision, and his vision was to rebuild the wall. It distressed them exceedingly that a man had come to inquire for and require the good and prosperity of the Israelites, and he had come back for the people. I just looked down to this where they scorned and despised us. And Nehemiah's answer, he said, I answered them and said, the God of heaven will prosper us. That's where he came from. That was his stance, and that was his ground. He knew that God would prosper him.
Because he had asked for success. And so his whole life was positive. He wasn't stopping to fight. He was not, they were defending. They were ready. But they were moving.
That God would prosper him.
Oh, awesome. So, then Carol goes, and her spirit is rising and getting to speak. She said, I am nothing, yet according to the word of God, I am filled with the fullness of Christ. That is my proclamation today. If you will get the Ephesians 3:1 that you read. And I have not believed it because I have chosen to be something. So I've lived in the old man. Now I believe I'm nothing and I have everything because it's him. I have everything. I don't need to be anything. He is everything. And she said, I could believe it for others. I didn't get it for me. But God brings you to nothing so that you will see he is your everything. He's your roles. He's your works. He will just, as you say, Jennifer, he will just crush you down where you are determined to be successful in this area, even if it's cleaning the house. You are going, at least there, you are going to do that. Oh no, he's the house cleaner. He's the cook. He's the writer of blogs. He's the organizer. He's the words. He's everything, or you have nothing to give. I said to someone yesterday, you give facts and information, but you don't give life. Life is what we are to impart by having life. For me to live is Christ. So Carol said, by faith, I am filled with the fullness of God. So that wipes out my need to even try. If I have the fullness of God, that is everything I need. And that is the wall. The wall is faith. Walking into the throne room and the rule of Christ, into his government and his rule.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.